Most of the Midwest will likely go through the next few days without a tremendous amount of rainfall because of a change in the forecast that occurred overnight due to the shifting once again of the tropical system that's expected to move into the southeastern part of the country. Yesterday, it looked like the storm was going to evolve into a significant tropical cyclone and move inland between New Orleans and portions of western sections of Florida's panhandle. That is no longer the case today. First of all, the storm system is advertised to not intensify nearly as much as suggested yesterday and may only work its way into a tropical depression status, maybe a weak tropical storm, but it does not look like it'll make it into a hurricane before it reaches land. The system is going to become somewhat elongated, and we'll probably see precipitation already spreading inland today across parts of the Florida panhandle, and we'll probably see rain certainly tomorrow all the way through Monday across much of the region from southern portions of Alabama and northwest Florida all the way up to Virginia. The precipitation that occurs will be quite varied, but it does look like it's going to be heavy, at least in part of that region, with 2 to 5 inches of rain expected. Some local totals may be getting upwards to 7 or 8 inches. Certainly wouldn't be out of the realm of possibilities in the Florida panhandle. Now, with all the moisture headed into that corridor, most of the Midwest will be left high and dry. We don't expect to see much precipitation. There will be a little bit of moisture around, but probably not very impressive. The most significant news in the Midwest there this morning is the fact that western Iowa finally picked up on some needed rain, along with portions of eastern Nebraska. Rain totals range from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, with some local amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches. Some of the Doppler radar imagery suggests areas near Omaha, Nebraska, may have received upwards to 2 inches of rain out of the deal. Central Iowa, though, did not see much precipitation from this event. Most of Illinois will not, and it looks like portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will also continue to see a net drying biased environment. All of these areas I've just mentioned are running a little dry and need moisture, but it's not likely to occur. And what showers do take place over the next week to 10 days is going to be lost to evaporation because we're going to see warmer temperatures spread back across most of the region. Afternoon temperatures will be rising out of the 70s here today into the 80s by the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Most of the warmth will continue as we go through next week, and I would imagine 90-degree temperatures will start to show up in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt more routinely beginning in the second half, maybe about a week from now, actually second half of next week, and continuing on into the following weekend. This warm weather is going to be very important for the Midwest. Crops need to be accelerated in their development after the recent cold bout, and it does look like that there's a fair chance we'll see more cold weather coming into northwestern areas in early September. So again, it's very important that we take full advantage of this warmer biased period and help the crops get mature as quickly as possible. Well, we do expect to see the morning lows to not be nearly as cold as they were yesterday morning in the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll expect to see low temperatures mostly in the 50s and 60s as we go through the weekend and on into the early part of next week, with no real threat of any kind of temperatures cooler than upper 40s anytime soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.